Woke up in the light of a sky unknown, lost in a land where legends are grown. The wind whispers secrets of destiny's vow. No turning back, it all starts now. Unseen, fate handed us keys to a war machine. Mountains will shake under each step we take. One wrong move, our home's at stake. Another
hello everyone, making sure I click that button because I don't want to have a problem with that again. Anyways, welcome back to True Hero. Last episode, the party had defeated Ragnar the Raging, and the bear lays dead. However, Nora feels something, like a spark, a calling to her in within her heart. As if a beast that has suffered a long time wishes to redeem itself. She can hear the heartbeat of the beast in front of her, reaching for her. Would you like to, as a beastmaster, attempt to tame this beast?
I would.
Very well.
I want to walk up and, like, rest my hand on top of its head.
Alright, let's see here. Hold on one second. You have to do... what is it for Beastmaster?
It's a social comp test.
What's the rulings of it, though? I think it's like a five... like a five...
it is a...
five quarters of it? VE?
Yeah. It is a social comp test with a difficulty value equal to the creature's VE divided by 5.
Alright, what is 70 divided by 5, everyone?
13, 14?
Yeah.
14? Well, you just said two numbers and I need to know.
14. I said 14, not to get them.
Let's see here.
70 calculated. By 5.
Divided by 5.
Someone, yeah, please check.
14. Yeah.
You are going to need a social competence test of 14 to tame Ragnar the Raging. A grizzly bear.
Yeah. I got a 2. But I'm going to use my tempting whisper where you can repeat a failed social comp test without consuming VE.
Nice.
If you do, you flip a second card and must choose the new result. Then you put the second card at the bottom of the deck. It's a king!
Ooh, so that is... Jack's 11, 12, 13 plus your social competence. Now, is it of the a heart? No, it's not.
No.
Yeah.
No, it's not. No. The thing that you have on right now is not of a heart.
No, that's the king of spades.
Okay, so it's the king of spades. All right. So that's still. What's your social score? Your charisma score?
My charisma score is a plus 3.
Okay. Well, then, yeah. What does it look like when this beast is, its soul and spirit is claimed by you under contract and now serves you so it may one day redeem itself and possibly be set back into the cycle of rebirth?
As I rest my hand on its head and I just start kind of petting it and like... whispering loving little words to it. And then it just kind of gets up as its wounds heal. And then it just gives me a great big hug. And I get lost in its fur before it just like vanishes into sparkles like my crab does when it gets dismissed after battle.
All of you witness this.
You just hug it a little.
The thing we killed.
I get a little scared right when you summon it for a second. I'm like, oh shit, is it gonna attack me?
Yoshi sees worried about it. It had bear, some kind of
hug her and disappear, and he's like, oh shit, this is like a really profound moment. And he just does like a little like clap and like a silent prayer to the spirit of the bear.
She's not really gonna keep that fucking bear out, Ashton whispers.
I'm gonna look at everybody. I think I'm gonna name him Stanton. Stanton the Raging Bear. Yes. What, Kelly? It's like on my crab's name. That was... Hold on one second. That's a literal bill hug. How was it? Yeah. It was so fuzzy.
Looks funny.
Just keep that thing away from me.
Okay, I can have all the bear hugs. That's okay.
I don't want any bear hugs. Damn thing clawed me to death. Almost.
I mean, you're still alive, you
know. And I don't think it's clawed me. Day. I did kill it.
He just needs some extra love.
As,
I think he needs a bomb down his throat.
No.
As you guys... talk it out for a moment and work things, Stanton the bear is now officially part of your party, much like the crab, though the crab is off in the distant spiritual realm that they wait for summon. The bear is just looking at the crab, almost like he's sitting as the crab is like walking back and forth, chittering at him like a general in a military. And the bear is just nodding. But
we... so the army grows.
So the army grows one more powerful ally.
As... I love that the thought of this is like, oh, we're just a happy group, and then we have this ragtag like guerrilla force of animals.
Send the beasts, Nora. Very well. Sergeant Crabston, summon Stanston.
The crab's name is Kino.
Kino the crab. Sergeant Kino.
This, okay.
He is now known as Sergeant Kino. All right.
Sergeant Kino. I have a quick question, everyone. What were we supposed to get a bounty for the bill? And
the
now we have
the bear's body is still there.
Yeah,
nope, the
but we
body
have a
there.
Girl to save first.
Just, I know.
Let's just take the head or something of the bear.
But we have the actual bear itself.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the physical
we're
bear
not
is there.
Gonna... What if someone tries to come steal it?
Still
Let's just take the head with us.
Wait, is the body still there?
Yes. It was only the spirit that
that's
was
what
pulled.
Pat just said.
Oh, it's
yeah.
Oh,
yeah. I missed that. Okay.
That's why I said the spirit of the bear.
Up to the bear's body.
The
and
head.
Just kind of again, like, claps his hands together and, like, pays respect to the bear before, like, taking out the katana.
The head is way too large for any of you to carry efficiently.
Take a paw.
I would take its ears. Its right ear. That's
okay,
how. Just
that
like
case, that...
think like it's like or its jaw or something. You know, think like coyote hunting or something like that.
Can we take its other eye? It only has one eye, right?
Oh, I'm just gonna be walking
Yoshi
away.
Would look for, like, which one of the ears is, like, more noticeable, like, if it's, like, a prominent, like, recognizable
so,
feature.
Across its, like, not across, but down its face, it was mauled by sword slashes, and one ear had a massive hole that seemed to have been singed by magic. So if you take that right ear...
He will very carefully surgically remove the ear and then like put his sword away and then again like apologize to the body of the bear.
Please make sure that you put that in your inventory because it will take up a slot.
Okay.
I want to take one of its teeth.
It will take up a slot in your inventory.
That's fine.
Okay.
I want one of its teeth as proof I survived this motherfucker.
Oh god, I want to look through the resource page. I feel like it's
so
either meat or
you
leather.
You do get stuff from
oh,
this.
Oh, never mind.
Fuck. Sorry, guys. I have a whole bunch of print-offs that now I need to go searching through for, because they don't. One thing I recommend is on the page, like, could you put like what they are instead of just the pictures? That's my one critique so far, please. It's a pain in the ass to discover what they are.
We need to buy a cart. Ashton's gonna say as we're, I guess, carving this bear up to get its pieces or whatever.
Yeah.
With what money?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe money from the bounty for the bear.
Hey, that's a good thing.
That's fair.
Alright, I gotta
see. I mean, find the you don't think, like, page. Someone would just, like, blow up our cart or anything for no reason, right?
Tsukiyomi.
I don't know. I feel like, feel like that's happened before in another.
I feel like it's only gonna happen now that you said.
All right, everyone, you get two bone spikes. Someone needs to put this in the just like a write down for a moment,
the note,
and then you can decide who wants to hold on to it. But two bone spikes, two fur, I think that's meat. But I'm gonna do the animals stuff. So yeah, two. I think that's leather. So I think it's two meat and two leather. But let me make sure. God, maybe I shouldn't have stapled it. But then I know my kids would have just freaking thrashed them all over the place by now.
Oh yeah.
I've got it written down.
I know, but there's two other things that I need to give you guys. I just gotta figure out what the fuck it is. Oh, I just hit my mic. I hope I didn't just death somebody.
No.
What
was it? Right. Oh, it is also...
Two bone spikes, two fur, two meat, two leather.
Yeah, two leather. And... Is that the last of the inventory page things?
Or two leather, two pelts, two meat.
I think it's bear meat.
Oh, we have to be...
Oh, there's either regular meat or fine meat.
Yeah, just meat. It's two
meat. Yeah, there's regular meat or fine meat.
Yep. So, yeah. And then the right ear of the beast.
Okay, so two bone spikes, two fur, two meat, two leather, and the right ear.
Yeah, and just for personal reasons, Rain takes its largest fang. Its largest fang.
Make a fucking necklace out of that bitch.
Can I look at the rest of you. Would it be fine if I took the fur?
Yeah, sure. Here.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll take the fur.
I'll take the meat.
That meat will act as a... as
mini healing potion, almost.
Basically, yeah. But also, when you need to eat, that the two meat will feed two people.
Okay.
Yeah.
It also takes up two slots in my inventory.
It does take up two slots in your inventory. Each thing will take up two slots of your inventory.
Or each thing will take up one.
Yeah, each thing will take up one slot, so.
But there's two of each item, so each... Yeah, yeah,
so
each item
if you,
takes up a
when
slot.
You cook this meat and you consume it, you you heal two of your fatigue cards. So it heals two.
Can I have those bone spikes?
Rawr. I swear, guys.
Sorry.
Yeah, I don't mind it. You can have the bone spikes.
Who grabbed the meat?
Nora did.
I did.
Okay, and then there's no more for. So what's
the leather? There's
leather.
Two pieces of leather.
Yeah,
there's... I'll carry the leather then.
Very well. And then Yoshi is carrying the right ear. So
yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, the beast has been carved of its valuable product, leaving you, or at least what you can claim from it in your unskilled nature. What's up, Ashton?
I have a quick question.
What's up?
We have three waters and three apples. That's one item each, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I can't carry none of this. One, two, three.
Jack, I take anything?
Yeah, maybe we should give the healer some of the restorative stuff.
Yes. Go ahead and take one water, or take. You'd have to take two waters. Yeah. Or one water, one apple each. Go ahead.
Okay. So, yep. All right. The day has run long. You guys are exhausted after the fight. The sun is getting close to setting, but you can still make it to the to the border of the Dark Forest, a forest that has been told to you about, but not really explained why it's called the Dark Forest. And I am pretty sure some of you guys have read or watched the Harry Potter series in your real world, so you would expect what a dark forest would be, crawling with giant spiders and all sorts of shit. So you guys can choose to rest here, perhaps within the bear's cave down below, as you can see its entrance, or you can push forward and attempt to make it to the border before the end of the night.
Reminder from previous sessions, did they say that she just got lost to the Dark Forest, or did they say they would find her in a specific place?
So, the priest said that she was that she had headed to the shrine to try to find out what was going on with it, because that is the, in her words to the priest and to her father, that the shrine would be the only reason why the Earth Mother... Earth Mother's blessing would not be given to the surrounding area, and so they said that they would send someone to go look at it, but she knew they wouldn't do it quick enough, and so she left, and that was the last they heard of her.
And you said we're on the edge of the forest now.
You have
we're at the cave.
You have a choice to rest now and then head to the border of the Dark Forest in the morning, finish up the day, like push to the night and sleep at the edge of the border of the Dark Forest, or you can just go in even at night. It's up to your choices. It's fully yours.
Are we talking about this in the group right now?
Yeah, I think we should continue finding the girl. I mean,
I do just, too.
She's young. She's lost out there probably, so. The longer we wait, the worse it gets.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Could we take a minute, catch our breath?
Oh, for sure, but...
Can we at least get to the edge of the forest real quick? I just want to do something.
I don't think that's a real quick thing. I am... You do...
You could see her covered massive gashes, and... She's been mauled by a massive bear.
Could I tell how far of a walk would it take to just get to the edge of the forest right now?
It would take you till the end of the day, and night would be...
Okay.
Would just be starting when you reached it, at least from what you can see in the distance, because you are on a bit of a hill, and you can see what looks like the obvious switch between standard forest and a much deeper, denser forest.
Look, Rain, I know we just met and all this.
Yeah.
I don't have much to say, but the longer we do wait, the more dangerous. If this child is in danger.
How long has this kid been missing already?
What'd you say, Yoshi?
That's a good question.
How long has this kid been missing?
I think I said.
It the night before we headed out? Or was it longer than that?
I think it's been like 2 days.
Yeah.
We might be finding remains at this point.
Yeah. Yoshi's like, I mean, with how long this kid's been missing, realistically, there's a possibility that this is a recovery operation instead of a rescue. One of our party is hurt.
To remind you that this is not her first time going to the shrine by herself.
Okay. So,
and it's a day walk going this route. It's a day and a night. Like if you want to just push all the way through, it's a day and a night to get there. And then,
so it would take her
at least
a while to get back home.
Yeah, and then if she was trying to like do something, like look into something, she'd be there for a while.
Okay.
So it's not like a quick jaunt into the forest and she's been missing for 2 days. No, she said that she was going to go there and then come back, but on that second day she didn't show up, and you guys so happened to show up.
After Rain shows how hurt she is, I'm like, maybe you're right. We can take a break. That's fine.
Thank you.
I just want to find her.
Now, would you guys...
Yoshi's going to go look around in the cave.
Not much is found in the cave. Bones and You know, it's a bear's cave. You're not finding much.
No
in
cubs.
There. No, no cubs.
Okay.
Stanton's a male bear.
I mean, he can still have a cub, you know. I mean, no.
That's not how bears work.
Look, that's not how bears work in our world, okay? What if this bear is like a single father, like Bambi or some shit like that, you know?
Give me a Yoshi. While you're in there, can you give me an intelligence competence test, DV 13?
All right.
It is dark in the cave.
All right.
You don't have dark vision?
No, no. No.
Okay. Pulling. That is a queen of hearts.
So plus your social score.
That's my charisma, right?
No. Oh, sorry, not your social. Intelligence, my bad.
Oh, intelligence.
Yeah.
So that's a plus one.
A plus one. So I think that made it 12. I said DV 13, right?
You said 13.
Yeah, okay. 13.
Mm-hmm. As you're searching around there, in a pile of the bones, you find a odd symbol, an odd almost emblem or amulet. It's what looks to be, it's a skull, like a human skull with a serpent crawling out of the eyes and staring into like it's like staring out.
Oh, so like the Dark Mark.
Kind of. But this figure is clearly wearing robes of some kind, as it is tattered and torn apart around it.
I'm gonna pocket that amulet.
Okay.
And I'm gonna go back out of the cave to the rest of the party, and I'm gonna kind of show it to them, like, so... Don't know if this is an issue, but... And I'm just gonna, like, hold the amulet out.
We know what you did.
Before we go too far, Pat, is Matthew in screen for the camera? Mm-hmm. Like, he keeps moving. Is he okay?
No, he's fine. No, I... Yeah. Sorry. This one's not, like, the aftermath where it's, like, long ways. It's wide, so he's staying in camera. Okay. He's on verge of getting hidden behind his own character, though.
Anyway, continue.
If you want, I can share that screen so you guys can keep this, track of yourselves.
Yeah, that amulet looks a little fucking scary. And not like haha scary, clown scary, yeah. Or whatever the hell like that. Like, I'm gonna fucking like curse you scary.
There was some spooky jit skeleton in there with it, right? Too.
Are we robbing graves then?
I mean, I wouldn't necessarily call it grave robbing. It was a bear nest.
You said this is just an emblem of some kind?
It's a like an amulet.
Amulet, yeah.
Think like a... Best way I can consider it, think like D&D, a holy symbol.
Right.
Did anyone D&D. Catch the symbol for that church in that town was?
Not that.
That's you can question. Give me an intelligence competence test, difficulty value 10 to remember. Those of you who would have walked into it.
Oh, did I walk into the church?
You walked up into the church, I think.
I didn't.
I made it.
I got a jack.
So, remember, guys, these competence tests does hurt you. A bunch of people doing them all at once... is not necessarily beneficial, but you do what you want to do. Yeah.
That's my auto play, my character.
That's why I said you do what you want to do. So, yes, the church's holy symbol, or, symbol, is of a woman holding a child and the holy light coming from behind her as the nature beneath her grows verdant.
Okay, so not...
That would be a really concerning church if it had that emblem. Is I'd be like, why?
I mean, it has that priest, though.
Yeah, but that's just one person.
Is there any text on this amulet?
No,
perchance.
Not that you could see currently. I mean,
okay,
you could go in and investigate it more, but you guys have limited knowledge of this world, so.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
But are you guys choosing to take a long rest here and head off in the morning, or are you choosing to take a short rest? Short rest is an hour. You'll get there a little bit into the night, but not too far past the nightfall.
Short rest is only 30 minutes.
And
okay.
It heals 10.
I'm the doe, though.
I'd rather short rest, so.
I'm saying it's an hour.
It heals 10, so I'd be good with a short rest. I'd be back to full.
Yeah. By the way, Rain, you got mauled by a bear. I say it's going to take an hour for you to feel up to moving.
Fine. Is there anything I can do to help healing? Or should I just let you rest?
Rest, I mean, that depends on how much... you get 10 back when you short rest, so...
Yeah.
I don't know how many... how much in her fatigue pile she has.
How much do you have in your fatigue pile?
I don't. I've got a full...
No, not you, Kelly.
Not much at all.
Oh, you have under 10? I mean, you could give her some of your health.
I mean, I'd be happy to help. I don't know. I can't... Sorry, I just don't remember how this works.
So I'm going to let you use your little... innate healing ability a few times per short rest or per long rest. So you can use your innate ability or you can use a CT if you'd like to do that. But again, you'd have to pull from random off the top if you're going to do that one.
I would rather do my innate abilities. I don't have to do a card for that, right?
No. But okay. You'd only be able to do that one more time. Before you have to take a long rest, since you just took a short rest.
Well, I'm at least going to do it once. I mean, it gives you 3.
Yeah. Well, I was just explaining my ruling on the situation so you don't just sit there spamming it, you know?
Okay, makes sense.
Technically, you're only supposed to do that in combat.
Okay.
I think that's what meat is supposed to be for, is healing outside of combat and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. So, like I said, I'm being kind and just kind of like bending the rules just a little bit.
Thinking a short rest, right?
Yes, short rest. Would you like to consume any of the meat while you're taking this short rest? You do have the time to cook it up.
I was going to ask her, I was like, Rain,
Or apples.
Not to be like racist or anything like that, but you are a kobold. I mean, can't you just eat meat raw? Can you eat people? Oh god, I don't want to find out.
This isn't Dungeons and Dragons! I'm not a lizard folk!
I mean, you're a kobold. I'm pretty sure they eat people, too. I wouldn't put it past
them. I don't know that they do.
I mean, you could find out, but just not with any of us.
I mean, but she isn't a real kobold, so...
She is a real kobold.
That's probably still cannibalism.
I mean, I feel like that's very dependent. I mean, I feel like
if another... Yes, last week she was a human.
I mean, I'm still a human. Look at her. I mean, not to say nothing.
As dim as it goes, Pat.
Like, maybe switch it from the white one.
It's not on the white one.
Is it on the tan one?
There, it's dim.
Yeah, that's much better. We can see your face better. Before, it was like, part of your face was just, like, your expressions were not noticeable. Okay, continue. I tried messaging it so that it wouldn't disrupt the RP, but...
I, like, just over to Clara. I mean, she's clearly, like, an angel, and you're, like, a demon. So...
But last week, we were all human.
Like but this is this week, you know?
This week's different than last week.
So how about we just put on don't a t-shirt? Eat... Just make that a thing. No eating raw meat, no eating people.
Yeah. Okay. I'm not gonna eat any.
Does salami count?
I mean, Salami's cured.
Yeah, so yeah. We can eat cured raw meat. Sure. Okay, yeah. So this is getting specific, you know.
Ashton's like, I really want to eat a person.
Not necessarily, not cooked. It's not raw.
Do they teach you that in the army or wherever you came from?
The Navy.
Is that a yes?
No.
Well, as you guys finish up, that answer was never given. Do you guys want to consume, because it is around the time that you would need to eat one of your rations, do you want to choose now to consume food or closer to nighttime to consume food?
Closer to nighttime.
I mean, might as well eat now while we can.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm going to let you guys choose. You have apple. You have, I think, what is it? How many apples do you have?
Do we have to eat a water and apple, or?
You're not going to get the calories from a water.
Okay, I thought it was like I could drink a water one a day and then I'm good, you know, Vitacrave.
No.
Sponsors.
So, that would be some really weird water if it was high, like, nutritional calorie. But yeah, you'll need to consume food, and you can choose if you, normally, like I said, during a long rest, I would give you the option to hunt if you wanted to hunt. But right now, you are taking a short rest, so you only have the option of eating what you have with you. So please discuss that and work that out with whoever's holding the food inventory.
Well, I just ate my water and
what?
Apple, so I'm good.
I would like some meat, please.
Not human. Ashton, you
the
heal.
The meat heals 2 cards, right?
Yeah, it heals 2 cards. Wow. Oh, seriously.
I think I'll have the other meat.
To survive, or?
Yes.
That's me as your GM saying yes.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll cook the meat for me and Brain.
Very well. All right. Whoever consumed a water and an apple are going to heal back 2 vital, 2 fatigue cards back to their vital
energy. I'm healed up all the way. I take off out
I'm
of the
full.
Meat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Honestly, can I wait till nighttime to eat my food?
Yes. I told you could do that. Yep.
I'm going to do it.
Those who consume a water and a meat, you will heal back 3.
We only have 3 waters, though.
Sounds like you guys not purchased correctly.
Well, it's 3 waters
each. We didn't have a whole lot
of... It's 3 waters each.
Yeah.
Oh.
3 waters Yeah, 3 waters, 3 apples each, so...
Oh.
It wouldn't just be 3 in total.
Yeah, that would have
been
a
really bad idea. Like, that would be like, well, we're fucking starving and going dehydration.
I guess Rain is really eating people today, then.
Someone in this party is getting devoured, and Ashton smells and tastes like pizza, so.
Oh, God, don't say that. He does. Greasy little teenager.
All right, so who decided to eat during the short rest?
I just had
Ashton,
water.
Ashton, Nora, you had water?
I mean, might as well.
And an apple. Okay, so Ashton, Clara, Nora, Yoshi, and Rain all ate. Ruben is the only one that didn't, so if he goes on without consuming food or water into the next day, he will suffer some disadvantages, some problems. So Ruben, you got to make sure you eat.
Yes,
down the road
I will.
Okay,
I know.
All right, as you
guys... I forgot to write down my apples and water in my inventory, and I realized, did someone take them for us, or
no? I think it was just stated. Everyone's still learning the inventory system.
Yeah,
now.
I forgot that it was 10 capacity, and I forgot to write the apples and water, and now I'm out of inventory space already.
Yep.
Because my phone takes up space.
Mm-hmm. Well, give me some of your stuff, because I just cleared up two.
I just need 2 fur pieces. Like, I can either take the apples, or I can carry the 2 fur pieces. I can't carry both.
I'll carry your 2 fur, unless you want to give me the apples.
Okay, you can hold the fur pieces
so,
for now.
Going forward, if you guys go to certain restaurants or shops, there will be a... I will have a homebrewed combo deal. in place so that you guys can get like a full-on ration kit, and it'll heal for, you can get the, you know, I'll homebrew up a lesser, a normal, a greater, all that stuff, and it'll heal depending on the food values I combined. But it's basically a bento box.
Based off how this carrying system works, we need backpacks ASAP.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Because those can give 5 to 10 additional inventory slots, so.
Okay, so going forward, as you guys finish your short rest and have your discussions and eat your food, you begin your journey once again through the forest. And as it, you know, you walk through this beautiful forest, it's, the sounds of the birds can be heard chirping in the distance. The wind blowing through the leaves and the branches make this almost a serene moment. Something that you wouldn't have been able to experience unless you went really, really, really far away from cities and towns in the world you come from, which is something that is hard to do. However, you eventually come upon the bridge between this forest and the Dark Forest. As you can see, a dense thicket of trees, large grass grown over massive roots, the canopy overreaching, so thick, barely any sunlight breaches through, just enough to give you the visual of sight. However, as you get closer to the Dark Forest, the sun sets, and as you actually make it, there is only moonlight, and which does not pierce the black darkness that is this forest.
Ashton is going to take one step over to the dark side, or whatever. Not fucking way. I seen that coming out as I was saying it.
Make me a madness roll. No, I'm just kidding.
No, that's what he's gonna stand there for a
corruption
second.
Check.
And then just walk back. We're safe or something. I don't know what I was expecting.
Can I, on the edge of the dark forest, I want to use my phone for the first time. Time to try this thing out. And I'm gonna cast, or not cast, but I'm gonna use 2VE to locate an object in the forest. And I'm gonna locate a altar, like, because, you know, shrines typically have altars, so I'm gonna locate an altar within the forest.
Now, I'm gonna be a little particular on this. You're gonna have to give me the correct description of the item that you're looking for.
I'm looking for a stone altar of some kind. Like,
if the altar in the church is not stone, you will not find it.
That's fair. Most altars are made of stone, hopefully.
But this,
so, unless you find, like, the wrong altar, you find, like, the altar to, like, an evil god. Oh, maybe we'll find the altar to the guy, the amulet that, what's his face is holding? Yoshi.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, wait, never mind. I actually want to, I'm assuming this little girl might have one of the symbols of the church she follows on it. So I'm going to find object that emblem of the church of the town we were in.
Mm-hmm.
Very well.
Ooh.
As you do this, your phone switches to, like, the Google Maps GPS, and it starts, like, radaring out in the range that you're able to search, which is about a mile and a half to right now, because you don't have full control over your phone. Mm-hmm. But as it's radaring out, it's pinging a red dot. Not a red dot, a blue dot appears on the map at the far end of it. About northeast, but it's at the very edge, so about a mile and a half away. But it seems to be moving frantically, panically, occasionally stopping, and then quickly moving again, and then you start to see little red dots pop up. About four of them pop up around, following this blue dot.
You said about 2.5 miles or two miles?
A mile and a half.
I look at the rest of the party. I think she's a mile and a half that way. There seems to be people following her.
I used to run a 6 mile in elementary. I got this.
You ran a 6 mile in elementary?
Look, those little Mexican kids can run stupidly fast. God.
Do you mean a 6 minute mile?
Oh, wait, oh God, I didn't even notice what I said.
What I'm... monster Ooh, makes an elementary Thank schooler you. Run 6 miles?
Fuck. I was like, well, what do you mean 6? Yeah. It's still fast, though.
Yeah. I mean, hey, I ran cross country.
6.5 miles on cross country every Friday.
Yeah, I was like, that elementary school be running some cross country up in this bitch. But, yeah. Yep. Continue.
Okay, I'm gonna follow. Ah, shit. Okay, I'm gonna follow after Ashton.
Very well.
Can I?
Honestly, no. I'm a fucking. You see Ashton, and this is Ashton. He just runs off into the forest, and then he comes back like a minute later, and is like, "Shit, I should be following you. Lead the way."
Yeah.
Yeah, I have directions. So I'm gonna. I'll go off ahead of Ashton after he runs ahead of me.
Okay. Totally different way.
I don't think I'm you'd allow this, but would I yep. be allowed to, while trying to traverse this forest, eat an apple and drink water? I was trying to save my eating for when I could recover the VE from my bone, but...
I don't know. Have you tried eating and drinking water while running?
I have.
Give me
it works pretty well.
What's up, Nora?
Could I summon the bear and ride him there?
No, I'm gonna say you're gonna have to wait for the encounter. Ruben, give me an agility competence test, DV10.
Ace of hearts.
I'll take you wasting an ace.
I wasted an ace, but I recovered my other two.
Yep. All right. Yeah, you're able to, as you guys...
And I ate my food for the day, which is good, too.
As you guys can sprint into the forest, unknowing of what may lurk in your way here, unknowing of the dangers that hide within the dense, large trees, unknowing of what may be chasing this person. You charge into danger like heroes, only more proving to Tsukiyomi he made a right choice. As you breach a rather large set of thorn bushes, thankfully avoiding any damage, a young woman, probably around the age of 18, possibly 19, comes sprinting around a tree. She has blonde hair, blue eyes, and is dressed in what looks to be a leather armored corset, matched with underneath noblewoman's blouse. She has a holster that looks like it may have one time carried a rapier. However, no weapon can be found. She has heavy scratches and a stab wound in her left side.
Okay.
She looks gaunt, as if she has been running for days. She is frazzled and bleeding profusely. She sprints your direction without even noticing you are there until she runs into Ashton, slamming into his broad chest and falling to the floor. Please don't hurt me. Don't stab me.
No, don't hurt me.
I promise I won't tell anybody.
No.
I won't tell anybody what you're doing. Please don't kill me.
What?
Okay.
Wait, you're not them. Please help me. Ravenous corrupted boars are chasing me.
Oh, well,
as
great.
As she's right after she says that is when these large, massive boars, probably standing at just below head height of a standard 6 foot tall human, covered in these, like, their tusks are dripping this black ooze as they are breathing out this miasma. Their fur, once covered in, once red and, you know, very thick, are now splotchy and drenched in what looks to be blood. These four boars spot you and immediately show aggression.
Oh, no. I just look at the girl right before combat starts. I just look at the girl. Get behind us.
Oh, put my shield up like he's seen Marvel Avengers and catch it.
Avengers, man, I'm
really starting to dislike the wildlife here.
Yeah, me too. I'm out of bombs.
Oh, my token.
I'm out of bombs. All right.
Wait, do we have a map?
Yes, we do have a map.
We do. Yeah.
Well, for you guys, the viewers, we're not going to show that because the map does not matter.
I can't put tokens on there.
Well, hold on. I moved you. What do you mean you can't?
Around Albert or Quest Portal?
On Quest Portal.
Quest Portal.
Oh. How the hell did I get to the map again?
There you go. There.
Oh, you're loading a arrow. Oh, there we go. Where are we cut? What side are we on?
I don't think it matters.
No, it doesn't matter.
No.
Someone tell me how the hell I get there.
To the map? You just go to the True Hero campaign and then go to session.
To session right there. Oh my god. Okay, thank you so much.
And then join the music in the top left too. Pat's playing.
Oh god, that's blaring my ear.
Yeah, turn it down a little.
Together, rapid god.
Yeah, man. You're acting like it's like...
Turn it down, goddammit!
You can turn it down!
One sec.
It's right next to the audio thing! Yeah, you're the only one able to turn it down. I can't turn it down for you.
It's still loud as fuck with music all the way down.
I can't move my reason.
Echo reduction.
Like, I clicked a move button and then I just moved the map.
One sec.
I saw somebody move this token.
I just moved
the token. Yeah, that's not me.
Alright, here.
There's a music volume slider right next to the green.
I know, I have it all the way fucking down.
Oh, shit.
You can turn it down. You can turn it off if you want.
Bam! Default speakers, Yeti. Output volume, music volume's all the way down and it's still playing.
Then click the music button at the top.
I clicked it and it's still fucking playing, goddammit.
If you click it, then it should go away. Like, not the sliders. But
here, pause the music real quick, please.
I can't do that on your end.
Oh, you can't? Fuck.
Only you can.
There's the headphone button, and then there's the music button. The headphone button.
I had all those. I had them all turned off, and I did still playing.
Oh shit!
God, I was trying reloading. Yeah, reload it.
Refresh your page.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to redo that. let me try that. Let me get back into it. Cause god damn.
Cause it might just for some reason on yours just not like decided to. Cause you're the only one experiencing the stupid loud volume.
Let's see if.
Ellie, I think we accidentally put each other's tokens down because I can move you, but I can't move anyone else.
I just put down a token for you, so...
I can move me. So, I moved you on purpose because you said...
Refresh your page, Selena.
So.
I did. It didn't fix it. I can only move Kelly's character.
I can grab any character and move it.
Remember, it doesn't necessarily matter anyways.
That's true.
I don't hear no music. Oh, I'm fine. We're gone now. I think I just had to reload that.
Yep. All right, everyone. Mate, I gotta get a piece of paper. I don't have a piece of paper. Yeah. Now I don't have.
I also need to point out the bear's page after this.
Where the fuck is the
pencil? I don't know what the text he has.
Here.
God, that was.
They're on top of my desk in there.
You come here and you get me a pencil, and I will hand you the bear's sheet.
Okay. We'll do that. Thing.
I'll just need to restaple it to the rest of it.
Would you viewers like to see a map?
The map is incredibly... incredibly not needed. Plus, I already filled the little void section with something, Rapid.
Oh, did you?
Here, I'll share my screen so that you can see it.
Let me see this. Get my
approval. It might mess things up here. Just a moment, but... Let's see here. Application spam. Oh, what the hell? Oh, I see what it was doing. It did mess things up. Hold on while I fix
Reuben
for some reason. No, I clicked on something and it messed Reuben up.
Oh, it's because you started the stream.
No, I clicked exit on something that was trying to tell us to play video games together.
Oh. Pat, play video games with me.
So now I gotta... Oh, no!
Oh, I love that. Let's see.
Xander. There we go.
Doo-doo.
Oh, no.
Have you guys WOD today?
WOD? I just did.
All the time.
Ooh.
No.
Oh.
Oh, nope. Control Z.
Two.
I think that's as close as I'm getting.
There's a lot of white underneath.
Did I fix it?
Right there. Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Nice token. What? See, I gotta move this down to the bottom.
But
oh,
yeah.
God, it's been something. Yeah.
Okay, so now you guys can kind of see what you're looking at. Yeah, see, I put something there already, so it's not as void anymore. All right, where's my cards? Okay, let us do initiatives, please.
All right.
Please draw from to the bottom vital, of the bowl. Your vital energy deck, and then it'll go to the bottom. Yep. Add your... Okay. Hold on one second. Reuben. Oh, sorry. Let's start from the top. Anybody with a 16 to 14 or higher?
Yep.
An ace? Okay.
Wait,
so
what are we adding again?
Your agility.
Agility.
Or if you drew a diamond, okay. Then it's doubled.
And then... Okay, so let's see here. Hold your cards forward so I can see them.
You won't be able to see all these.
10. Maybe. What's your thing? What's your agility?
My agility is a 2.
A 2. So, and Ashton?
No, maybe. 1. So 11.
Okay, so it'll go Yoshi, then Ashton.
Why are there 2 Ashtons on the map?
I don't know. Okay, there Reuben, are. You're good. Oh, wait, what, Reuben, one, what, you have a 9 plus what?
A 9 plus 2, or plus 1, so 10.
So 10, okay, so then Reuben is after. All right, of course, it's a king and a diamond, so it's criticaled. What is, so then, okay. Gotta find a better way to do this. Okay, Claire, Yoshi, Ashton, Reuben, and then Rain. Okay, and then the bad guys have a initiative 7, so they go before Rain.
Sorry, Rain.
Okay, and then I need to write their health down. 30. Alright. Alrighty, so they are labeled as 1, 2, 3, and 4. So when you attack something, please tell me what you're hitting, which number you're hitting. I will not label them on the map because I want to try to slowly work us away from needing maps. It's like rehab for D&D players. All right. Okay. So first up is going to be Nora. Nora, it is your turn. Do you use to summon your bear?
Yes, I am going to summon my bear.
Very well. Moving forward on to Clara then.
I think it's pretty simple as to what I'm going to do. I'm going to try to blind these guys.
As you attempt to blind
do I have to
them,
be closer?
They don't. So yeah, you don't have to be closer. But okay. Go. Yeah, go ahead.
All right. So you use a face card.
Okay. As you attempt to blind them, that miasma seems to pierce the blinding. So, going forward, note, they are immune to blind effect.